The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include modern dance, Russian classical, rock and roll, chamber music, and a whole lot more. A special program on Saturday night at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington, Mass., pays tribute to the legendary songwriter Doc Pomus, featuring Marshall Crenshaw, Willie Nile, and Christine Ullman. Born Jerome Felder in Brooklyn, Doc Pomus penned an entire catalog of R&B and rock and roll hits, including Dion's A Teenager in Love, The Drifters' This Magic Moment, and Save the Last Dance, Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never, Viva Las Vegas, and Little Sister, Youngblood by Leon Russell and Ben E. King's Here Comes the Night, which was also a hit for Van Morrison. Also on Saturday night, Tannery Pond Concerts on the grounds of the Mount Lebanon Shaker Village and the Darrow School in New Lebanon, New York, presents classical accordionist Hanji Wang and the Omer Quartet at 8 p.m. The program will include works by Astor Piazzolla, Bach, and Grieg, among others, and it will conclude with Béla Bartók's String Quartet in A minor, Opus 7, Number 1. J-Mo Brown and his ensemble Transcendence bring their unique fusion of jazz, hip-hop, and blues to Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. And then on Monday at 7, Concerts at 7 at the Plainfield Congregational Church in Plainfield, Mass., presents a free concert featuring innovative cellist Matt Haimovitz, performing works by Bach, Isang Yun, and Vijay Iyer. Choreographer John Jaspers brings his newest work, Hinterland, to Hudson Hall tonight through Sunday in a presentation by Catskill, New York-based Lumberyard. In the program, a group of dancers, including Jaspers himself, comes together with a commission score by Han Roe to build what they call a micro-community where dance is both celebration and a refuge from the wreckage of culture and history. And for all you math geeks out there, the program apparently is somehow based on the Fibonacci sequence. While John Jaspers and company are dancing to Fibonacci numbers in Hudson over at PS21 in Chatham, New York, the Dusan Tynik Dance Theater presents a program tonight and tomorrow night that includes Romanesco Suite, which is inspired by the theory of fractals and geometric shapes that occur in nature. The program also includes a dance called Middle Game, said to take its inspiration from the game of chess and 19th century cafe life, employing tactics of game strategy and seduction. Why the reliance on nature and math by these choreographers? I'll tell you why. It's a good way to avoid narrative, which modern dance is often afraid of or fighting against. So math, nature patterns, and other abstract forms are appealing. How do I know all this? My daughter Anna, a modern dancer and choreographer herself, she told me. It's the second and final weekend of the 29th annual Bard Music Festival, Rimsky-Korsakov and His World, investigating the seminal Russian romantic and those he influenced. To launch the weekend tonight at 8 p.m. in the Fisher Center at Bard College, the Virtual Village, an ensemble of musicians and musicologists from Moscow's Tchaikovsky Conservatory, makes its U.S. debut with an exploration of the relationship between Russian folk song and art music, from Beethoven's Second Razumovsky Quartet to Stravinsky's Petrushka. Other highlights of the weekend include a rare opportunity to see Rimsky-Korsakov's 10th opera, The Tsar's Bride. The semi-stage production, on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., provides a fitting end to Bard's probing and far-reaching exploration of Rimsky-Korsakov and his world. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.